I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Pastor Bradley.
Let's pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the rain, the moisture that is filling our county. We're so grateful and express that gratitude for the sunshine that warms our hearts today. We are grateful to see that. And Father, for the activities of this group here, for those who serve our Board of Supervisors or members, we're truly grateful for their service, for the county staff, their daily work. We just appreciate what they do. And may the agenda and the items today bring forth good discussion and positive direction. We just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, it doesn't say roll call, but you see us all here.
Everyone is present. And just for the record, the Board of Supervisors receives no additional compensation for sitting as members of the Siskiyou Power Authority and County Service Area 4.
Okay, thank you. This is time for presentations from the public. This is slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You'll be allowed 3 minutes. I don't see anyone in the crowd. Anyone online?
Sean
Moving right along to consent agenda. We're going to pull item 4B. Before we get to that, any other board wishes on consent agenda? Pulling item 4D, any other items? No, I'll take a motion.
Move to approve the balance of the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Motion second. Laura?
Okay, Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kobsef?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes. Item 4B, County Minister? Laura?
Yes, item 4B was pulled just to make reference of a letter received from Ann Marsh regarding this item.
Okay, thank you. So we've got that in the record. Board's wishes?
Move to approve.
Second. Motion and a second.
Okay, give me 1 second. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kobsef?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure. Item 4D, Supervisor Haupt?
Ms. Nails.
Yes, thank you, Elizabeth Nielsen, Deputy County Administrator. After the posting, we had a couple edits to this letter. And so the second sentence in the first paragraph will now read, Supervisor Haupt will be a value resource to the advisory committee. And then we will be adding U.S. in front of Forest Service on the second paragraph. And we will also be changing in the last three lines to grammatical errors. And so I do have copies of the letter here.
Move to approve with the edits.
I'll second.
Motion and a second.
Right. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kobsef?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep. Thank you. We'll move right along to item 5A, the Siskiyou Economic Development Council. Come on up. Oh, excuse me, we have an emergency. I'm going to get to that first. Just a second.
Pause.
Yeah, I just wanted to put on the record that we have an emergency item for the board to consider. After the closing of the agenda on Friday, January 13, 2023, the Board of Supervisors meeting on January 17, 2023, the administration was advised that the Sierra Nevada Conservancy Resolution in the form of SB 39 required that the board give direction in the form of its own resolution. The board, the next board meeting is not until February 7, 2023, and the board must act and provide direction regarding this matter before the next regular board meeting. Therefore, staff requests that the board determine by a two-thirds vote of the members present today that this is an urgency item pursuant to Government Code Section 54954.2B2 and be added to the agenda.
Move to add to the agenda. Second.
Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kobsef?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep. It's take it right now, Michael.
Sure. We'll go ahead with that.
Yes.
Okay. So the resolution,
just a support.
It's a support to expand the Sierra Nevada Conservancy boundary in Siskiyou County to all of Siskiyou County, as well as all of Modoc County, which will open a grant opportunity for watershed development in the rest of the county.
Take that as a motion?
Yes.
I'll second that. Laura?
Motion here real quick. Okay, Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kobsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Thank you.
And if, through the chair, if we can get a copy of that to Senator Daley's office today so that they'll have that in motion.
Thank you.
Okay, back on track.
Good morning, Supervisors. Thank you for the opportunity to share an update on our work this morning. My name is Tanya Dowse, and I'm with the Siskiyou Economic Development Council. I'm joined this morning by my colleague, Corey Hayden.
Good morning.
And we just have kind of a relatively quick update on some of the work that we're engaged in. First, I'd like to start by sharing with you some of the agriculture work that we're involved in. We, at the Siskiyou Economic Development Council, we like to talk about our work underneath the umbrella of working landscapes. Within that economic umbrella, agriculture plays a very prominent role in Siskiyou County, and so we're really proud that we have the opportunity to support our agriculture sector. To that end, we have a couple of programs that I want to share an update on. One we call the Siskiyou Ag Accelerator. And what this is a designation by the State of California Office of Small Business that designates Siskiyou as an iHub. And it provides us some resources so that we can bring really high-level technical assistance and consulting and training and support of businesses. And I'm really proud to share with you that under this banner at Siskiyou Accelerator, we have a handful of workshops coming up in support of our branching businesses in particular. Corey, do you want to share the dates of those workshops?
So while we have just a brief moment, I just want to say that we're doing 7A and 7B together, apparently.
Yes.
So for the record, Laura.
Go
right ahead, Ms.
Payne.
Keeping us in line.
So the Siskiyou Accelerator, as Tony mentioned, is bringing branching for profit to Siskiyou County. And this is a workshop series led by an individual who is extremely well known in the industry, Dave Pratt. And the opportunity to attend one of these conferences here is offered at no cost for our Siskiyou County producers. But if our producers were to travel to attend a branching for profit, there would be substantial costs both in travel and attendance. So the opportunity to bring three different workshops, unique topics. The first one is in January, and I'll name the dates in a second, but I have to look at my phone to do that, so that's going to be less smooth than delivering the description. So the first workshop is a one-day workshop in January. The second is in March, and the culinary workshop is a two-day workshop in May. And so each one will focus on unique topics from that our producers are facing in terms of succession, management for profit, water topics. These are the types of assistance that this immersive workshop will provide at no cost. So we hope that you'll ask us any kind of questions about branching for profit at the end of this session. Tanya introduced the concept of the Ag Accelerator. This also matches our producers with top minds in the industry in one-on-one immersive consulting over a considerable period of time. So even right now, our producers can enroll in the Accelerator and be matched with top minds like Jack Rice, Poppy Davis, to talk about topics that are of the most urgency to their operation. So as I look for the dates specifically on our website right now, I'll let Tanya expand on the Accelerator and those consultants that she would like while I check grab the dates real fast.
Absolutely. So, as Corey mentioned, these consultants that we're able to provide here for our Siskiyou County producers really are the best in class, and they are known across the nation as being that top consultants in the ranching industry. And so this is no small major, and I'm really proud of it. I'm also particularly proud that in California, being the California iHub, we're the really only rural iHub in the state. And so they...
Explain that quick, that iHub thing.
Absolutely. It's a competitive designation. iHub stands for Innovation Hub or Inclusivity Hub, depending on... whatever the day or the topic. And one of the things that I really like about the designation is that our designation in particular takes it kind of in a new direction insofar as that we're really working with those natural resource-based industries. Innovation can show up in our businesses in a variety of ways. It doesn't just mean technology. It means new ways of doing business, new ways of managing your operation. It can include technology, and it can be a very, it's just innovation, and it's really important for our businesses to stay competitive, especially as they are faced with doing a lot more with less in this day and age. So I'm super proud that we have a Siskiyou iHub designation. Most of them are in Southern California.
Good.
The three dates for the Ranching for Profit workshops are January 26th, March 15th, and May 18th through 19th. And so for those constituents who have in your areas who are highly interested in these kinds of resources, they can quickly sign up on our website, or they can call the EDC or speak to any number of our staff to be connected to that opportunity.
And I would just share, too, that while these workshops really are geared to the more seasoned or experienced operator, I think you're aware that we also continue to operate the Small Business Development Center. And so if you have operators or businesses that are really new to doing business, we have other resources that we can pair them with as well. Should we talk a little bit about Siskiyou Farm Co? I think we shared an update the last time we were here, but just in the interest of keeping this top of mind as well, this is a program where we are working with ag producers in Siskiyou County to help deploy their products to the local marketplace through a direct-to-consumer online marketplace. And it's a beautiful experience. Right now, we're in what we're calling a beta phase, insofar as that we have approximately 100 local shoppers who are shopping the marketplace, buying products through this venue, and this is providing us an opportunity to just get all the bugs worked out of the system. We're about ready to launch it to the public, and we've been in this beta phase for a couple of months, and have made some adjustments to our technology and have recruited quite a few producers. I think there's over 30. Corey is supposed to be providing technical backup to me, but there are over 30 producers who are currently using the marketplace, and we have room for more opportunities as well. So I don't know if anybody has checked it out. You can find it pretty easily, Siskiyou Farm Co. Online, either via our website or our social media channels. And I do believe Corey is queuing up a video.
Anne is exploring if it's possible to click on the link in the agenda to show you a producer video. And the particular producer video, whether we can show it today or not, but Anne's working on it, is of Isabel Mountain Acres. They're located in Scott Valley. And it's a multi-generational agriculture producer who's also doing things in a new way with her family, Kay Isabel. And they're raising beef and cream and garlic. They are a producer on Siskiyou Farm Co. So if you are ever interested in exploring and being a beta tester before we launch in 2023, you can shop now for these local products. You order by midnight on Sundays and pick up on Wednesdays in one of three locations, Mount Shasta early in the morning, Wairika midday, and Scott Valley. Those are the three pickup locations. And Anna graciously is going to press play for us to give us some insight on a producer's story, I want to say. Awesome.
agree 100%.
Renter in Scott Valley.
My family comes back 3 generations.
And you're the owners and operators of Isabel Mountain Acres. Here on the farm, we run Aberdeen Angus, Savannah Boar Cross Miko, and we raise Gourmet Garlic. We really focus on lots of biodiversity, lots of different plant types in our fields, and our cows spend a good portion of the summer out on a wild meadow.
One thing I really like about the Aberdeen Angus is their character and how calm they are, and I think keeping them kind of cool and calm and how we work them, it makes it easier on us, but I also think it makes it easier on the herd and a better quality of life.
When you've been on a farm or ranch for 5 generations, there has to be some sustainability there or else you wouldn't be able to continue. But you want to be able to change with the times. And we're excited about this new online platform because local food is important. And Siskiyou Farm Co. allows all of Siskiyou County to participate.
I don't know if Tanya mentioned the numbers, but just in the beta testing phase...
This simple 30-second method reverses memory loss for good.
Just in the beta testing phase, the site has generated $22,000 in sales for around 25 producers. And so these early metrics show local enthusiasm for local food. And it's truly a place where our Siskiyou County brand in beef and locally raised food is actualized. So... we're really excited about this particular work, and if you ever have any questions about Siskiyou Farm Co., just please let us know. So, as we mentioned, our other topic today is the rehabilitation of Wairika's Carnegie Library. And so we mentioned it briefly in public comment last time, and sometimes I launch into updates, and I apologize because I haven't given you sufficient background to the topic, and I might be catching you by surprise, but... I hope that the rehabilitation of this landmark location is something that is exciting to you and very interesting. So in 2019, we responded to Wairika's RFP for the future vision of this really unique and valuable asset on Minor Street. As you know, it was a longtime police station and has sat vacant for several years. We put forward a proposal for its future use in a way that we felt would drive investment back into Siskiyou County. And now, a few years later, we have architecture and engineering plans prepared and a fundraising strategy to see that building rehabilitated and reopened. The use that we have forecasted really sits in our favorite places in terms of a great benefit for our industries and our businesses and tourism. So we see the facility as a house for business innovation. So a place where businesses and industries can collaborate, solve problems, innovate, create new products, drive sales. So if you can imagine, say, going on a wood utilization tour throughout Siskiyou County, that tour might end at the Carnegie Library in a sophisticated and elegant location for planning and for meeting and for just envisioning Siskiyou County's future. So this building will hold events and conferences. It will hold business services, one-on-one businesses. So one-on-one business services, so any business could walk in the front door and engage in advising or sign up for to work with a consultant. It would house our agriculture innovation work where producers could gather and meet and conference. And really learn how to drive the success of their industry into the future. And we think this is a landmark location that's going to hold those conversations.
Do you have a time frame for that?
2024 opening. 2023.
Start to finish, okay. That seems kind of... It seems kind of...
Quick.
Yeah. Well, this is good. I mean, it's sooner better than later.
Because we have been churning years behind the scenes since 2018 even. So that this seems quick and somewhat magical. So we're really proud to present that progress today. We believe we are 2/3 successfully fundraised through this project. I think we have 1/3 left. And if you're willing to keep this project in mind in your networks and the funding streams that you see available in 2023, there is funding coming for shovel-ready projects that aid in economic recovery and economic development. And the key there is shovel-ready, and this project is shovel-ready, which means in 2023, if funds come through the pipeline with our quick and do need to be spent that this project is worthy and compelling and interesting and ready. We can talk more about the funding streams that are already supporting the project anytime you would like us to mention that. But it includes philanthropies, it includes local investment, it includes a little bit of federal funding from the USDA RISE program, which I mentioned the last time. But we are not quite done, but we are close. Some opportunities that we are seeking include SURF Economic Development Diversification Funding that may be available in the next 3 months. Sometimes Congressional Community Project Funding is made available depending on the year. So that is funding we are closely watching, and we want to quickly apply for when and if that becomes available. And I'll let Tanya add anything onto Carnegie that she would like. And as Tanya mentioned when she started, that we are umbrellaing our work underneath the term of working landscapes. And I think this facility is going to be a beacon for our wood utilization, agriculture, and outdoor recreation industries in the ways I mentioned before. And that was going to kind of bridge into what Tanya is going to continue to talk about today.
Thank you, Corey. So, as Corey mentioned, we're pretty excited about the Carnegie project because we are in need of an anchor for the work that we do that is easily accessible across the communities and that showcases it more openly to the public. So, stay tuned and thank you for the opportunity to provide an update. As Corey mentioned, it is shovel ready and we do have plans that we can share with you at any point if you're interested in looking at them, and we can probably even arrange a tour if you'd like to have one at some point. So as we kind of bring our comments to a conclusion this morning, we obviously want to entertain any questions or thoughts that you have. We look to your leadership on a daily basis. But I do want to share something with you. I know I mentioned this last time we were here, but we are just a little bit more prepared today to share with you the news that our county, the Siskiyou, led by the Siskiyou Economic Development Council, including several partners who supported us in writing and developing an application. Those partners include the workforce development team, folks from the RCD, UC Davis Agriculture Extension. I feel like I'm
Smart Workforce.
I mentioned that.
Okay, sorry.
as well as a supporting statement from the Karuk tribe. And in so doing, we applied to be designated as a climate for climate resiliency planning grant. And we were recently awarded in a super competitive process.
The National Environment
Work on Planning. And I love that you have that video ready to show, because this is going to just set the tone for the announcement. So go ahead, Anna. Thank you.
Avenue Siskiyou informs just about every facet of life here. From what we create to how we recreate. This landscape is crucial to every industry here. Finding success can be challenging, but the people and the businesses in Siskiyou embody the resilient entrepreneurial spirit that it takes to thrive in such an evolving marketplace. We know the importance of innovation and developing sustainable practices that build our economies, nourish our communities, and give back to the land that supports us all. California is responsible for more new businesses than any other state, and Siskiyou will be the epicenter of a new wave of innovation and production nestled in the beautiful wilderness of the Southern Cascades. This is a fertile landscape for agriculture, businesses, and ideas. Siskiyou works for everyone.
So this video is just our way of sort of talking about working landscapes in Siskiyou County. And it's just the beginning. As we venture forward in this planning exercise, our goal is to provide an opportunity to really sit down across sectors of our working landscape and across Siskiyou County, and kind of pencil out a strategy so that we have the opportunity to bring technical assistance and additional resources to, in particular, the businesses, but also the communities in Siskiyou, as they address climate strategies on their individual and collective basis. So it was a heavy lift putting this grant application in. It took us it was a pretty big effort to bring partners together, some we've never worked together before, and to reach across the county and really develop this application. And it was a super competitive process. Our application was ranked the second highest in the state of California, and they only awarded a small percentage. I believe there were 9 awards made. It's like it's somewhere between 8 or 9 awards were made across the state, and there was almost 100 applicants there were more than 100 applicants, but 100 that were considered fully vetted for the process. So. And it's a 3-year planning grant. It has just been announced, so we'll be moving forward in the contracting phase. And once we have a contract in hand, we'll be able to sit down and really think about kicking off this work. It's designed to be a broad effort that includes a lot of representation across the county. And we're really excited, too, to sit down with members of the county team and talk about how we can collaborate and how we can develop shared vision underneath this umbrella. But I hope the video kind of inspired you a little bit, because there's a lot of room for storytelling and education and outreach through this effort. So, and both Ray and I are here and willing to answer any questions that you might have.
Any comments from the public? Anyone online?
Sure, I'm online.
Anything from the board?
Yeah.
So where's that?
Can you go in a little more in depth on the Farm Co thing? I mean, is that like Farm Bureau? Is it a membership? Is it what?
Great question.
How does this work?
Great. So we were able to create this work, this infrastructure for producers. It started with a USDA Farmers Market grant. And so with that grant, we had the vision for an online platform that would allow year-round access. So we have an amazing network of farmers markets that has a gap in the winter season. And also, we really wanted to put forth, we have a really great beef brand in Siskiyou County. We have a lot of producers that are making very exceptional branded beef directly to the consumer. That was a really great place to start. So when we say Siskiyou Farm Co, it's to evoke or imagine, you know, it's not a storefront, but it is an incubator. It's a place where our producers can grow and expand their sales and be introduced to audiences while they're sleeping, while they're working. There is a marketing component that is in their benefit, and we think helping them as producers. So despite the name Siskiyou Farm Co, it's not a part of the Farm Bureau per se. But it's just to evoke sales, to evoke a shop, to evoke a storefront. And there is infrastructure yet to build to help our producers. Wouldn't it be great if this was actualized in the storefront? Wouldn't it be great if you could walk into brick and mortar and shop for local beef and local products? There's freezer storage. There's refrigeratable transportation and trucks. And there's brick and mortar. So we are keeping our eye out for other opportunities to expand and stand up this infrastructure. But to start, there is something very exciting and tangible that has been made accessible to about 100 or so beta testers who are testing the site, and 20 to 25 producers. So this is going to launch to the public, where you can just click and shop seamlessly this spring. So. Right now, it's a moment to engage as a beta tester. You make an agreement to shop at your convenience and pick up. Where soon it'll be just like, you know, where you can just go online and engage. So if that makes sense.
I would just add, Supervisor, to your question. There's room for more producers. So if you're familiar with or aware of a producer who might find this to be a useful way to promote their product for sale, just send them to us. We have room for more testers, room for more producers, and as Corey said, we anticipate it going live kind of early spring to the public. So right now we're, you know, still working through some of this stuff. So it's a beautiful, if you just want to go online and check it out anytime,
sure.
It's a wonderful.
I'm keenly interested in how we tie the working landscape piece together and what your involvement might be with some things I'm involved with on a much bigger scale in this county.
I would be happy to explore that topic a lot further. I love the using the working landscapes as a way to describe our economic development work because it's just it encompasses so much of who we are. At the root of our economy, as well as our traditions and our communities.
Okay. Anyone else? Supervisor Costa.
Thank you for the presentation. I've had questions about the climate change grant. One, how much did you receive? And what is it? Because everybody hears climate change and they're wondering. The working landscape kind of teases that out a bit, which is great, and I think in combination even with the Siskiyou Farm Co., I'll just say it. I think Siskiyou County has a message there that has been long undervalued, and I think that bringing value to the messaging of what we do in Siskiyou County to John Q. Public outside of here is an incredible feat to take on. And I think it'll be a positive one. So I appreciate greatly what you're bringing forward, but give us a little more on the climate change grant and what you receive.
Absolutely. So the award amount is for $1.5 million. It is to be shared amongst the partners who participated in the application, and there is room to add some additional partners going forward, because obviously when you're putting an application together, some folks don't maybe have the time at that moment to participate. So we anticipate learning as we go forward. There will be a 3 years of planning work that goes into it. In addition to that, there will be extensive technical assistance provided to, again, to the partners or any other entities or organizations who can participate in a compelling way in our work. And then once we believe this will open the door for a lot of additional funding, I know that we as an Economic Development Council feel that it's important to step into this space in California because this conversation about climate guides so much of our public investment in the state of California. And it also really shapes policy and that environment that businesses need to be able to be successful within. The planning will really be, we'll be really working on response strategies and resilience strategies within the context of climate. Kind of stay tuned, right? It's a planning grant. One of the things as we move forward with this is to, go into it with an open attitude and a process that allows, wonderful ideas and innovation to emerge. Mm-hmm. Did I say anything, Corey?
No, Tony did great. She did mention the what we call education and outreach piece, the storytelling piece that we're really excited about, the funding that this provides to tell our stories and create more videos and more business stories and industry perspective that can be seen is really exciting. The one nut and bolt of this is what they call a climate mitigation strategy, a document that the group will work over 3 years. And if our region has this document, that is a box that can be checked for future funding opportunities. So if there is something that that requires our region to have this in place, and that might sound scary, but that was a true element or a true deliverable of this work. It will also, our team can provide fund-seeking assistance to other organizations, other businesses who are looking to apply for funding. Our team then becomes experts that can help guide them through the process of any kind of application that they want to pursue over the next 3 years. So I know that's, I don't want to share that. I hope that's still fun when I share that little nuance.
So, anyone else, Brandon? Okay, so I think one of the issues that we're up against in this county is there's no media. You know, I see where the Mail Tribune, the newspaper shut down. Our local media, paper down in South County doesn't get a lot of rave reviews because it's so broad in perspective, if you will. So just what your thoughts on how we're going to get the message out, because I will tell you that here recently, and I forget what channel, they're marketing Humboldt County, tourism-based. You know, and I don't see Siskiyou County anywhere on the roadmap when it comes to this stuff. So just your thoughts on getting the outreach part of it.
I think that's important, too, because certainly I learned a lot about how do we get information in the hands of the public through our work in Discover Siskiyou's marketing. But this topic that really speaks to business and communities is different, and I think that we can apply some of those lessons learned, but we also need to be able to be thoughtful about the cost of those efforts. I want to share with you, though, before, I don't want to muddy this up too much, I think it's a really valid point, Supervisor Valenzuela, and I think it's one of the reasons we made sure that within the budget of this application, there was a lot of room for outreach and education within it. We are really committed to getting this word out there. And one of the things that when we were awarded this grant, it got a lot of state attention. I don't know if you guys were paying attention to it, but the Strategic Growth Council is the funding entity and the decision maker underneath this particular program, and they have a pretty broad cast too when they send their information out. So we're benefiting from that. Yes, agreed.
So was it up?
Yeah. Just want to put a bug in your ear. One thing I think we're really missing in the county, as a county, my industry has been involved with carbon capture and carbon credit on a economic trade basis for quite some time, yet our public lands, I'm looking at ways, and maybe legislation, so that we can increase our tax revenue off of the public lands as a replacement for harvest taxes that have been lost. Because there is a financial advantage to the federal government on the world stage for carbon capture. Yet the laws are so old for what are tax receipts coming back to the county, they need revision, and they should include that as an offset to our county. And I think that's the future of economics on public lands, and would be a tremendous boon to this county.
Agreed.
Okay. Thank you. One more round, and we'll wrap it around.
Yep, my two cents. So, listening to all that, some of the things that we've been involved in together, some of the committees and things. With that beautiful video that you've already presented, some of the things that keep coming up into my brain, public land use and environmental stewardship capacity that we always seem to talk about. RERC that we spent so much time working on, recreational economy in this community is, and entire county is huge. Agriculture, of course. How do you best promote that? Again, through media, and which types of media, and what gets the most bang for your buck, our buck. All these things that we've worked so hard to come up with the best ideas, and how do we promote that into the future to be of value and to move us forward into the future and to get people here. Those are the things we need to think about, and sustainability.
Agreed. I can imagine our brand emerging in Siskiyou County, and I'm not going to have the magic words today, but to really have people across the country feel that we really embody stewardship and sound environmental practices and businesses who have embraced strategies to do good work. So, yes, agreed completely.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to move right on to, you're doing all right, Laura?
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to about 10 and we'll take a break. Okay. Item 6A, Community Development Office of Emergency Services.
Good morning, Board of Supervisors. Rick Dean, Community Development Director. This is an item that was before you during the last meeting associated with the Health Officers Proclamation with the McKinney, the Mill, and Mountain Fires as it related to the debris removal and cleanup of the parcels. That work is continuing, and at this point, we have 34 remaining parcels to clean up. Obviously, due to weather, that has stagnated, but we'll start again shortly, hopefully. So we're recommending that we re-ratify the Health Officer Proclamation for another 30 days. I know this is before you soon, however, the 30-day increment is in the session of this meeting and be re-evaluated and if approved on the 7th of February also.
Board's wishes?
Second.
Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep. Item 7A, we're going to discuss our committee assignments. Anyone want to change anything? The only thing I'd like to change is, and I think Supervisor Ogren has agreed to this, I'm going to become the alternate for PSA 2 for this year. With my duties as the final year as an officer, and this is some conflicts coming up, and I would just be the alternate. So I'm just going to flip those two.
And Ogren would be the delegate.
Yes, the delegate for this year. And that keeps the signatures. So we'll be able to change anything. Any other supervisor need to change anything?
There's Supervisor Kopseff shows RCRC,
oh.
Golden State Connect Authority,
oh, yeah.
Delegate, and that would be mine.
Right. And I'm alternate.
And you'll be alternate.
Anyone else? Got it, Laura?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to move on to, I'm going to come back to the public hearing. We're going to do the rest of this stuff, and we'll take a break and then do the public hearing. Power Authority. We're going to convene as a Power Authority. Item A is public comment.
Showing on the line.
Minute approval.
So move.
Second.
Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep. We're going to adjourn as the Power Authority and convene as the County Service Area 4. Public comment?
Showing on the line.
Move to approve.
Aye.
Second was Chris. Okay. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes. We're going to convene back as the Board of Supervisors, but do item 11A, appointments.
Okay, so this is for an appointment to the Etna Cemetery District for a term ending January 5th, 2026. We did receive a letter of interest from, find it, from Peggy Whipple.
Peggy served before, correct?
I'm sorry?
I think Peggy's been on the board.
She has been a past member, yes.
Move to appoint.
Second.
Okay, Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes. Item 12A, minute approval of January 3rd, 2023. Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes. We're going to take five, Laura, and then we're going to come back and do the public hearing and wrap up the day.